We'll go back to some more news items now. This time, amongst other stories, you'll hear of various charitable activities with bike challenges, climbs and, unusually, butterflies. And first, Pedal Power has raised thousands of pounds for cancer support and research. Some 10 people, made up of staff from Norwich-based Loveday & Partners financial planning firm and their friends, completed a 100-mile bike challenge for the Big C charity. The amateur riders took part in the challenge as part of the Great British Cycling Festival on Sunday, June the 30th, and they raised over £4,000. Loveday & Partners director Mark Loveday said, "To be a small part of such a big event was great fun. To be able to support such a wonderful charity while doing something you enjoy really is the best of both worlds." In total, 37 people tackled the 100-mile course, which started and finished in Norwich, for the Big C. So far, £10,000 has been raised for the charity through the major event.
A Norwich dentist has swapped scrubbing molars for scaling mountains as he took part in a climbing challenge for one of the county's oldest charities. Dr. Gautam Sharma from West Earlham Dental Practice completed the Three Peaks Challenge in 12 hours to aid the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. The feat saw the group of trekkers conquer Skiddaw, Helvellyn and Scarfell Pike over the weekend of Saturday, June the 29th and Sunday, June the 30th. Dr. Sharma said, "It was a fantastic challenge, but really did push me mentally and physically. I knew there was a dropout rate of 20% during a quest like this, but I was determined to do my best. Even when we started hearing warnings of the weather closing in, I focused on completing the challenge."
A Norwich hotel venue has been adorned with thousands of butterflies as part of an art installation by a charity supporting young people in need. One wing of the Grade 1 listed Georgian Assembly House on Theatre Street will be covered with butterflies all summer as part of the Benjamin Foundation's 25th anniversary celebrations, Flight for Youth. Nearly 25,000 glazed pottery butterflies, the charity's symbol, have been placed all over the Assembly House, and later this month a similar display will take up residence at Holcombe Hall in Wells next the sea. People can support the charity by purchasing the butterflies online and then loaning them back to the Benjamin Foundation until September, when the displays will be dismantled. The Benjamin Foundation provides a home and support to more than 100 vulnerable young adults every night, and in 2017-18, the charity helped more than 2,500 people across Norfolk and Suffolk.
A dog from Norwich was a guest of honour at the House of Commons. Peggy, a 9-year-old crossbreed, was invited to an event at Westminster with her owner, Hannah Coburn, a mother of two from George Borough Road in Earlham. The event, which was hosted by Conservative MP Giles Watling, was on the topic of animal welfare, in particular the issue of obesity in pets. Peggy and Mrs. Coburn were invited to represent Pets as Therapy, PAT, PAT for short, which is a national charity which trains dogs to enhance the health and well-being of the community through visits to hospitals, hospices, nursing and care homes and schools. Peggy was one of the three PAT dogs at Westminster to demonstrate to MPs the work and benefits that they are providing.
A record-breaking event which saw five men ordained as Catholic priests in one day has taken place in Norwich. Alfonso Jude Belnas, Michael Brooks, Simon Davis, Alan Hodgson and Paul Spellman took part in a mass of ordination to the sacred priesthood in front of a packed congregation at St John the Baptist Cathedral in Norwich. The event was the first time in the Norwich Diocese of East Anglia's 43-year history that five men had been ordained in one day. Each of the men was ordained following studies of up to 6 years at different schools including Birmingham, Rome and Surrey.
And now we come to our first feature. You have already heard a lot today about the Northern Distributor Link Road. At the risk of boring you, we feature here an opinion piece by Peter Brown, the Managing Director of Jack Richards, the hauliers and logistics business based in Fakenham, who is very much in favour of better transport links for the benefit of the commerciality of our region. His opinion piece is read by Alan Shirley.